The hunger-striking residents who are now eating wild fruit and root have expressed fears that many people, especially children, may die if food is not available. Families can hardly afford two decent meals a day. This situation has been worsened by the skyrocketing food prices in the market. This is how Gilda Botrus Andrew, a resident of Imotong, described the food situation in the area.
The issue of hunger is alarming. Let me say specifically to my village, things are worst. You find even some homes are going without food in a day. Others are surviving on wild fruits in the bush and mostly on wild animals, meat. I'm urging the government to help us, to actually ask the humanitarian bodies to at least respond quickly, otherwise things will be serious.
For a farmer like Langoya Titos, the current food shortages is a shock of the one of the counties popular for maize production.
You know, hunger has struck this country, especially Imotong State, this year, because the rainfall has not been regular as it used to be, almost all over. The first season was all right. People who are growing maize, they succeeded in getting the first seasons. The second season, drought was there, so they did not harvest well.
A prolonged drought has complicated matters to the thousands of families faced with food shortages, and community leaders are pleading to the humanitarian organizations to speed up effort to rescue the situation. The acting director of Relief and Rehabilitation Commission of Eastern Equatoria, John Odongi Simon, said humanitarian partners have pledged to help the people with emergency food operations. He says the assistance pledged so far is expected to cover more than 80,000 people.
Well, the partners on the ground, the food security partners, actually made some projections. That is basically WFP to intervene to the ongoing hunger in the state. We made some projections, and the intervention is supposed to take place at the end of this month, and it will run for almost 3 to 4 months. That is to say emergency operations. We have a definite figure of the population from all the counties, or rather from all the counties of Eastern Equatoria. The population is almost over 80,000, and this will be the beneficiaries, which will benefit from emergency operations.
John Odongi Simon, Acting Director of Relief and Rehabilitation Commission of Eastern Equatoria, explaining steps taken so far to avert the plight of the starvation population in the area. For Radio Miraya, Okello James reporting.